Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to We Love to Hate Everything. I'm Jody.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're back after a very eventful long week, it feels like.
It's been a crazy one.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't talked forever.
Yeah, just like through like group texts and stuff, but like shit was happening at work. Jesus Christ. I got like downgraded and then I got like way upgraded. I don't know. Shit's happening over there.
You got demoted, then.
I got demoted and then I got way skyrocketed over the course of a week.
You broke the glass ceiling.
I don't care what you do to me. Just keep me on staff and pay me.
Oh, man.
Keep me
and I have never felt closer to our favorite documentary or one of our favorites. There's something wrong with Aunt Diane because my 12-year-old son...
Because you want to drive into traffic.
After this week, I kind of do. Like settle down, people. Okay, we're joking.
Vodka.
Yeah. Yeah, vodka's definitely involved. For me. I mean, God, be careful.
No,
my God,
me.
Be careful. Charlie had an abscess in his mouth, and it's just been... Oh, my God. The past however many days, it's just been torturous. So I get it. If Diane Schuler did in fact have an abscess,
I understand it. Oh, that's where you were going with that. Okay, God, I gotcha.
Oh, you just made this connection.
So you could see Charlie in effect.
Oh, if he had vodka.
If he had had some vodka and smoked a little of the grass, he might have driven onto the Potomac. Taconic,
I think. I think you were mixing Potomac and Taconic.
I was thinking Potomac. Yeah.
Okay. Probably because you just had vodka and you were smoking something. Because you have an abscess tooth, right? You have an abscess in there.
Oh, don't do that to me. I just got dental, Amanda.
You just got dental insurance? Wow.
I did. And it's I want to actually say this. Somebody just joined our group. Guys, we're so bad at promoting ourselves. We really are.
Probably because we find it annoying when other people promote themselves.
No, not at all.
However, we are in the business. Yeah. The biz. The huge podcast business.
But this isn't even us promoting ourselves. This is just join our group because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun group. It's on Facebook. It's called We Love to Hate TV.
Yeah. The link is in the show notes, by the way.
Oh, okay. And you just have to answer 3 questions to get into the group. I mean, honestly...
So we know you're not a Russian bot or something.
Yeah, long as it's not written in like Arabic, like, just like your whole name and you're in 870 groups.
And you're not being racist because we have definitely gotten, I mean, especially Orchard of Snark. One of my things is like, are you looking for a 90-day fiance? Because, oh my goodness.
Oh, really?
Oh, the people that want to get in. Yeah, for sure. Fake profiles, men from overseas.
Do you have questions for that one?
I do. Like it's very basic.
Oh, I didn't even know that. Okay, well, but I just wanted to note this one because this is maybe our 4th one so far, and I'm loving it. I sent it to Daphne already, but it's a girl. I won't give her full name. I won't dox her, but her name is Alicia or Alicia. Okay. And the question is, where did you learn of the group? And she said the podcast. What is your favorite reality TV show? And she said favorite is such a harsh word. I love to hate Teen Mom and Sister Wives. And then name one running inside joke from any of our shows. What do you think it is that would make my mom so happy?
Is it Amanda? Yeah. Is that the
Amanda.
One?
Amanda.
Amanda.
We've gotten a few of those. But remember, I sent you that one last week that somebody just wrote Amanda. And it yes. was like, name one joke from the podcast, Amanda.
Amanda.
I got so pissed. I was like,
oh my God, I'm hated. No, but it's Amanda.
You need
now, some people hate that, however. Some people don't like the Amanda joke.
Don't they?
Because we're talking in third person.
Oh, I don't even understand what that thing is.
Anyway, okay.
Whatever.
Remember when we were supposed to be saying we promote ourselves and pretty much we're just like, everyone hates us, okay? We hate everything and everyone hates
Join
us.
Join our group and I just love that the Amanda is becoming a thing.
It is everyone's great.
Saying, Nick and Colin quoted it the other day. On
Amanda.
Amanda.
I thought someone was going to say Daphne or Ron. I was like, ooh. I'm surprised Daphne thought that was
that too.
Funny. Yeah. So what else has been going on with you?
Nothing. I've just been working.
Besides being promoted as CEO of your company.
Yeah, right. And then I'll get downgraded to janitor tomorrow. My car, my sweet, sweet Acura. An Acura is actually a really good car that I just got. It's doing this cool thing in the dead of summer. Where it's just turning, the AC just won't work sometimes, and then I'll hit a bump on the highway, and then it'll just start blasting.
Oh, I love
and
that.
And I just kind of have to live by the grace of God on that, because I don't know what that is.
You need to check the fuse box. That's according to the two men in this household. Yes. Check your fuse box first, because it's just a wire loose. They've both come to the conclusion
but
it's a wire that's loose.
Wouldn't the fuse box thing be like off or on? It's not going to just... Or do you think
no,
it's
not necessarily.
Loose?
It could just
like
be loose in there. It could be fried. But start there. Start there and check your manual to see what number fuse matches up with AC. Or you could just Google it.
Yeah. My dad's gonna come over later. And then guess who else is coming over?
His girlfriend?
No. Jody.
Oh my gosh. Sorry. Your new mommy?
I honestly might cut that out. My aunt. She's coming to just finish up with the painting.
Here she goes.
She was supposed to come this last weekend, but she went to the lake cottage all week, and she's very tired, Amanda.
July 31st. And
I
that's
know.
The cutoff.
I almost want to tell her that.
Tick
I'm like, you have.
Talk. She has 1 month and 9 days.
I just don't
sure
see
get
it
moving on this.
There's also paint kind of all over the floors of my apartment, and I don't know how to ask her, like, are you going to, like, get rid of that?
Oh, my God. This is absolutely insane.
But that's not considered.
Remember when I
it,
threw out July 31st, and you're like, oh, come on. Of course it's going to be done. Like, end of February, the latest. We're now almost end of June.
Also, I want to say that the fact that I just heard myself say lake cottage, and it sounds like I'm bougie. Mm-hmm. My family is in no way bougie. This is it's
sure.
Pigeon Lake. If you can think of a more trashy lake name, tell me. But it's
well,
like
you
this,
did have a unicorn on a farm when you were
we did
little,
have a unicorn
so.
On a farm. But yeah, it's like out in the middle of nowhere, Pigeon Lake, and like my dad and his and my aunt and their siblings had to build this cottage from the ground up. It's like in no way. It's like. It's bare minimum.
Do you want to know where my mind just went then?
Where?
To a little church song that I remember. Peter built the church on the rock of our faith. His banner over me is love.
I don't
you
know.
You like that one? And there was hand motions.
I know.
Because that
I
makes it
hammer?
Fun for children. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know that. But, you know, I don't have a hammer, but I do have... A little nifty gifty.
Yeah, finally. Jesus Christ.
A little nifty gifty
I've
for
never
my
met
birthday,
a person
Amanda.
Who is so opposed to opening an amazing present. Two
okay,
days.
When
she
I tell
couldn't
you...
find the time. Sending me TikTok videos, but couldn't just slash open a present.
Well, okay, hold on. Dave is out of town. First he was in Paris, and this week, guess where he is? He's by Kate and Tyler. He's in Detroit, Michigan, Amanda.
So yeah. Near you.
Right. So, and with a kid that's like sick and he's in pain, and you want to be next to him the whole time, I've been running around everywhere. Okay, so I got a package, and well, I'm just going to say, Daphne, her wrapping cannot be outdone. This is nice.
I did that.
But I was going to say, but Daphne's was...
yeah, mine is
It was
shit.
Tied with bows.
Yeah.
There was labeling everywhere.
Also, there's
Return
no card
address.
In, there's no card okay. in there. There's no tissue paper. It's just, here it is.
It's addressed to Jody Smallwife Huff.
Oh, I forgot I did that. The woman, when she did that, she rewrote it, as you can see on the official packaging. She took out the small wife.
Oh, she took out small wife, yeah.
Yeah. She was not.
It's from Amanda, large wife. No last name, by the way. You didn't want to put Shirley, did you?
I was like, I was in a rush.
Oh, you were busy. You were busy, okay.
Yeah, I get busy.
Jody can't
People
be busy.
Without okay. kids get busy.
Wait a second, Amanda.
This was referenced in our group text the other night, which is why if you'd opened it then it would have made more of a punch.
Wait. Is this a Daphne? Her fingers have been all over this.
She made it for you. I commissioned
you guys,
her to make this. And I don't know
this
if you,
is
do you
an
understand
Afghan,
the
Amanda.
Reference.
Wait, this is like some bougie lakeside.
The Hudson Bay.
Is that what it's called? Like
the
Hudson the
Bay.
Bay?
Yeah, that's colors? Why. That's what I thought your pajamas were. I was like, oh, I thought your pajamas. That's why I asked you that.
Oh my God. Okay,
this is the
I
bougiest company
beaming.
In Canada, the Bay.
I'm going to take a picture of this. If you don't know what exactly this is, you do know. It's like me. Okay, Hudson Bay. So it's like a cream background and then it's navy blue. Like a goldenrod, would you say?
Let's just
a goldenrod,
oh
red, dark and green.
Stripes.
Oh my God. And Daphne.
It's the biggest blanket
this.
She's ever made, Amanda.
I mean,
she's
I.
She's never made a blanket that big. Yeah. She's like, I almost want to keep it, Amanda.
Oh,
God. Made.
She hates me. I knew it. She hates me.
No,
she regretted it. And
I
she resented it.
Commissioned
oh God,
her to
beautiful.
Make this.
Oh my gosh, I love it, and I'm so cold.
You're so
in this.
Tiny in it too.
I'm swimming in it. This is honestly beautiful. Okay, I'm gonna take pictures and send this.
Do you like it though?
I love it.
It matches your house too because you're super bougie, and the Bay is
here
bougie.
We
so
go.
It'll fit
here
your
we
house.
Go. I am not bougie, and this is going to have. This is staying in my office.
I said I want it to be at least a queen size bed because I know that Jody has a king size bed because again,
I'm fat. Right? She didn't want to say also for you.
Yay!
Because she big. Thank you so much.
Well, I'm glad you like it.
I'm gonna take a picture. Like, so cozy.
I'm
swimming in it.
Blanket.
Thank you. Oh,
You're
I'm
welcome.
So warm and cozy. You know who else was warm and cozy?
Who?
Emily. In her wedding dresses.
Oh, God.
We got to talk about 90 Day Fiancé because we got to save the Belle Adebal for last, Seeking Sister Wife. Honestly,
Good
one
Lord.
Of the best shows on TV right now.
It's
right?
It's a good watch. Yeah, I can't wait to hear what Kara says about it.
Oh, gosh, it's going to be so good. Okay, I'm leaving my blankie. I mean, I'm so cold right now. Can we jump into 90 Day Fiancé or am I jumping
the only my only hot topic of this week is something that I kept seeing on TikTok, which is just the best thing ever. It's like comparable to my dog stepped on a bee type, like here and now. This is
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, yeah.
The Justin Timberlake dancing thing. Have you seen this?
Mm-mm.
He recently,
no.
I don't know what was happening. It'll come up now,
what?
But look this shit up, you guys. Justin Timberlake did something, some concert, where at some point he was singing, and then at some point he put the mic down and he started breaking it down, and it's like the most dad or uncle, drunk uncle at a wedding dancing, and people are like, womp,
oh,
womp,
it's not
womp,
good.
Womp, womp, womp. Yeah, it's just like, it's rough. It's
he
weird.
Didn't have the guy that Britney cheated on him with. Wade Robson, who is also an alleged victim of Michael Jackson.
Don't say alleged. I believe him.
Okay.
Do you not believe that guy?
Well, of course I believe him.
Oh, okay, good.
I just know that Paris and Blanket listened to this show.
For
so
sure.
they recently left us a review, as we know.
We actually just got a review that might be my favorite review. The person said something like, yeah, I know I love this show. You definitely have to have thick skin to listen to it, but it's
oh
funny.
No.
And I was like, thank you. Yes, exactly.
So they're calling me fat. I'm pretty sure they're calling me fat there.
I think they're maybe referencing like the sexy baby.
Oh, sure.
Mariah's vagina.
Hashtag clam bake.
Yeah. People on Reddit did not like that. They thought we were making fun of lesbians. I'm like,
oh my God.
Her vagina was pointed at the camera. If that had been Jody, I would have trashed her for that.
Anyone.
Yeah.
If that would have been Kamala Harris, I'd be like, she totally. Need to put it away.
Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Close your legs.
Right. Oh my goodness.
All right. Okay, so Beyonce.
Yeah, okay. So I got to start with Emily and Kobe cuz this chick is just the worst.
But again, Jody, another episode, no boobs.
Oh, well, she had them. She actually said,
well, we didn't
have you
to
got
see
the boobs.
We didn't love have to see a walking
boobs.
Child sucking on it.
True, but she's got it has to be strapless, so obviously COVID can pull him out during the reception. He's going to need to eat. He's going to be hungry about
God,
it.
She's totally going to do that, Jody.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
was he going to go hungry?
Yeah. Oh, no. did you see that she's pregnant? Or if she's already had a second child?
Well, I mean, I figured. Is it a boy or girl? Or is that could be the mystery where we don't know.
No, I think it's a girl. And, which I'm sure she loves because this is just another excuse for her tits to just be out all the time. I'm sure
I thought you were going to say for her to not have a job.
Oh, well, that too, obviously. Mm-hmm. Well, you can't have a job and breastfeed at the same time, Jody. This is just a fact.
Not in Salina. I mean, who's going to watch the babies when you go to Rock City? Exactly. Okay, dead silence, crickets. Rock City is where she brings Kobe because, of course, this bitch is going to have her favorite place, Rock City. I'm from the Midwest. There's Chicago, obviously, there's a lot of things to do. But Rock City, even for me, is like, oof, boring. Did you miss this entire thing?
What are you talking about?
Emily and Kobe. Rock City. Right at the beginning.
There?
She brings him to Rock City, and they look at big rock formations. And he climbs in the rock.
I don't remember that at all. I swear to God, I watched this 3 times.
It's like the very first scene of the episode.
Oh, well,
they're driving in the car.
That's probably on my phone.
Well, don't worry, you didn't miss anything. It's literally, it just looks like big round rock boulders. So of course I had to go look this up because I was like, okay, I don't want to diss this place and find out it's some beloved national park and then, you know, have Kamala and her vagina up my ass again. She her favorite place is this Rock City. It's a small not-for-profit place that maybe there's a national
Stonehenge.
Oh no. There's just random rocks that, through weather, they're just kind of rounded off. You could just look up Rock City, Kansas, right now.
Maybe I will.
And as a matter of fact, listen, I have the same question. Like, oh, is this like some super special kind of rock? Something that we should be appreciating? No, it's a sandstone with some feldspar in it.
Their garbage truck is going by right now, just so you guys know. I can't
perfect
do
timing for Rock
about
City.
It. I don't. Sorry.
That's more exciting than Rock City.
I'm sure I sound like I'm in an echo chamber, as most people will say, or I'm also screaming, but he's leaving now. I'm looking at Rock City. Oh, it's just a bunch of rocks. Yeah, that's what it is. It's pretty much what
it is. That's it.
Remember when in Sister Wives they go on a road trip, one of their many, and it's like a 95-hour road trip, but Mary makes sure that they stop in this like weird thing where like this crazy man has put together like all these cars, but like the government
I've seen that before.
Yeah, like the government wasn't gonna let him keep the trucks and cars for like some reason, so he had to mount them up in the air.
Yeah, that's been
and
on
Mary
something
made
else
sure they
too
all start there.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mary, she's so much fun on road trips.
She's got the plans.
Yeah. Okay, well,
all right.
Let's talk about wedding plans. Let's go to Princess and Penguin. Great name for a wedding shop. Get it, guys?
Her sister's really a smear down the bed.
I have never, ever wanted someone to have a, what's that
makeover?
Movie? Princess Diary makeover. Like, I have wanted this for Emily's sister.
Just throw her on the Today Show.
Dude, she could be like Pippa Middleton.
She's gorgeous.
Yes.
It's she like she's means... making an effort to not look good, which is hard right. for a woman that looks like this.
Well, but I blame Emily. Shit. I think Emily is telling her, like, oh, yeah, like, just do bangs. Like, bangs are super in.
No, that's not Emily.
Cut them and straighten them.
Just do bangs, and I think that would be great. Just do the bangs.
Just do some bangs, and then it's just be, like
but really also cutting. Scrunch your hair with mousse.
Yeah, it's the straight, slick down bangs. And she was wearing, like, an American Girl doll coat. it was like a long wool coat, but it kind of like kicked out at the waist. It was like a little skirty, flirty, long, like very Samantha or Adeline. I don't know. Just very American girl. It was bizarre. So
her mother. Okay. So like, here's the thing. Your daughter is about to show you herself in a wedding dress. This seems like one of them possible. I would say I'm not a mother, but probably one of the more emotional moments of a mother's life. Face didn't change. No expression. Expressionless.
I think she knows Emily's a monster. And I think Emily is just...
Well, she's a monster, though. She just sucks. I hate the mom more than Emily, possibly. Because she hated this monster.
I hate them all except the sister.
The sister, yeah. The sister should marry Kobe. Save Kobe, sister.
I know. Sister. I think she does want to save Kobe. Listen, if anyone knows that Emily is a monster, her sister knows.
100%. And I don't have sisters or brothers, but I do know the dynamic of sisters.
Uh-huh.
I know, because you only have a brother. But
and not two other sisters, yeah. Uh-huh.
I really don't think they exist. But, yeah, like, Emily has broken this, because she's, mm-hmm. like, the hotter sister, the bang sister.
I think the family thinks Emily is the hotter sister, even though Emily's sister is the hotter. What's her name? Madeline or Madeline something?
Yeah, what is going on out there?
I can't hear
this?
It. No. At least it's not the crow. Caw, caw.
No, I think, like, the garbage truck just, like, broke down and is now about to explode. It's like...
I think they're just listening in. They're like, oh my god, seriously, Emily is such
Emily
a bitch.
Sucks. We heard you talking about Emily out there.
Okay, so this first dress she tries on, she's got the pockets. And I know it's like a big thing. And I do think it's kind of cute when dresses have pockets. But Emily's going to be that bitch that's like doing it in a slobby way. Like, yeah, I'm just like with my hands in my pockets. You know? Like, it's not going to be like a cute, pretty... whatever. It would just be like, one hand in her pocket.
I followed these two idiots on Instagram. Well, actually, we followed them.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you haven't noticed.
Sure.
But I'm starting to dislike Kobe a bit too. Because now what are you drinking? Are you drinking like rose water?
Yeah. I'm just like sipping on some rose water in the middle.
You're drinking something.
No, it's a smoothie.
Oh, okay.
That sounds disgusting.
Thought it was rose water.
It's a Pepto-Bismol smoothie. It's like really healthy.
So Emily has not posted anything since like the horse episode, and she's all her comments are limited. Shocker.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing is when you just see that comments are limited, and you're like, yes,
the best, or just turned off completely.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Cody and Robin still haven't limited their comments, though.
I wonder why. Okay,
but
they just won't even log on.
But. She still posts a lot of stories, and it'll just be like a salad. It's like, okay,
great. She but wants us to know she's on a diet, I guess.
But he posts a lot of stuff too. He seems a little Instagram thirsty, and it's making me more. I'm like, no.
Yeah, he's leaning into it,
and I think that they're still together. And like, she's definitely making him post stuff saying that they're happy. Which is annoying.
So happy.
I don't want them to be happy. I don't want him to be happy with her. I want him to be happy with the sister.
Yeah. No, he's going to be with her for a while. He'll be with her for a while until the kids get a little bit older and then he's out of there.
Yeah.
Until he realizes he can do better in the fame of all of this, because he'll probably get another season or two or three.
She's a very polarizing character.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's who you put on.
And as her mom says, I mean, Emily's going to do what Emily wants to do.
Great parenting right there.
Yeah. Again, she's 29. She's 30 years old. And they're talking to her, much like Jabri, who I can't wait to talk about. They're talking about her as if she's, you know, just recently turned 21. And like, you know, I mean, she's going to have to learn.
Got a lot of growing up to do this one.
God. Okay, so she is... Oh, by the way, horrible earrings to wear while you're going to try on wedding dresses. Like, you're going to be trying things on. They're, like, big. They're, like, huge. I think they're, like, those leather ones where they're just really big. But you're gonna be pulling things on and off. Maybe whip up your hair.
Yeah. I never went wedding dress shopping. I just, like, I went to
David's Bridal because, you know, not bougie, not rich.
You know, that's Target.
Didn't really even love my wedding dress shopping.
Yeah. I just said I want, because this is in my, like, major stoner days, and I was like, I just kind of want to look like Jenny from Forrest Gump.
And I loved it.
My friend was like, oh, my mom, her mom was in a drama class of mine. Theater for Social Change. She was in that class with me. Her mom. And her mom was like, yeah, no, I had like a 70s hippie dress if you want to try it on. And it fit me perfectly. And then my mom was pissed. My mom was devastated.
Really? You look beautiful.
She didn't see it on me. But she's like, I'll buy you it, Amanda. Please don't wear a hand-me-down hippie dress. But then when she saw it, she was like, oh, no, that's like perfect.
Oh, well, you looked beautiful.
It's good. I've seen it
on your MySpace.
Please don't promote my MySpace.
Oh, we're promoting. Listen, if we're going to promote anything, we're promoting your MySpace.
Amanda's MySpace.
Thank God for that 3-year age gap, because I don't even know what would be on mine.
I know.
I don't know. Okay, so second dress comes out, and this one, she's like, you got the boobs. Love the boobs. No, they didn't look good. They looked flappy and saggy.
Yeah, because everything's been sucked out of them.
Yeah, it just didn't look good. And $975 for that dress, that seems like a lot. That didn't look
what's
like
a wedding? I feel like that's cheap. In my head, a wedding dress costs $10,000. I don't know what a wedding dress should cost.
Well, that's what they cost on all those Say Yes to the Dress shows. I know mine was like four something. Again, it was David's Bridal. I didn't even love it. We were paying for our own wedding. I was like, what am I going to do? Wedding dresses are expensive. I'm not spending
on... I've never seen a picture of you in your wedding dress. I don't even believe you're married now.
I only have a brother. Yeah. And I don't have kids.
I've only seen Dave's shorts down.
From waistband to knee.
Yeah.
waist to wound, if you will.
God, if he ever found out about that wound thing, would he be so mad?
Oh, like you said, he wouldn't exist. I would be. Okay, it's all in good jest. All right, so here's the thing. Deal. We get to this whole ring issue where Emily didn't like the ring, or she wasn't impressed by the ring that he got her when they were in China. And she's like, yeah, he just got one off the streets in China. So I went and I bought myself a ring. I mean, it's not about the ring. It's just like, I want another ring. I mean, look, it's a carrot. It's like a whole carrot. Well, yeah, but it's like little chips of diamonds. It's not like a 1-carat ring with whatever, which, I mean, whatever. But for her to be like, yeah, it's a whole carrot. If you're going to be that girl that says that, then know the difference between... You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever.
As Michael Scott would say, it's 3 years income. And Pam's like, no, it's not.
No, not at all.
This, by the way, this is a deep cut, but for the two people that'll get this, because I was, like, really racking my brain trying to figure out who this woman looked like, the wedding dress, like, employee, she looks like the replacement, or the understudy for Beanie Feldstein for Funny Girl.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, Kim Plath's cousin or sister.
No, but I just watched the new Plathville episode this morning, Amanda.
And how is it?
It's what I'm assigning you for TRP this week, by the way.
Ooh, I'm excited. Okay.
It's the first episode of this season where we get to watch Kim teach a dance class to her children in the living room.
Well, I already saw Kim Plath dance. Remember my mom sent me a video of her 93-year-old friend George, who was in the Silvertones with her. He's also a really good tap dancer. He was there with his lady friend at an outdoor cover band sing-along, and there was a woman behind him that looked exactly like Kim Plath.
Was she wearing blue?
Yes.
She's wearing blue in every fucking episode. Blue is like her thing. It's like a thing she's channeling.
It's anyway, Ramona we'll Blue, okay.
The garbage truck is going by again. What the fuck is going on?
I can't hear it, so hopefully no one else can. Anyway, she had to buy herself a ring, but she bought it with her own money, Amanda.
her own money.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning what?
All the money you either should have been saving to move out of your parents' house, or the money that you should have been paying your parents
or
for rent and
card.
Food for your child.
It's a credit card.
I would have been pissed if I were her parents and I heard her say, I bought it with my own money. So instead of saving your money and feeding your own kid and paying for shit on your own,
she does
you're spending it on
kid.
That?
Do you think she considers that like part of her job? She's like, I'm feeding him for free off of my boob.
Oh, no, he's 18 months old. He's got to be eating other food besides just that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Like, you introduced solid foods. Well, I mean, listen, it changes, but generally, like, 4 to 6 months.
Oh, well,
I'm not saying, like, you beef stroganoff, but, like, you know,
yeah.
Little Cheerios and stuff, and then you work up to, like, baby food.
Okay.
So, at 18 months, he could be eating pizza and steak and chicken and normal food just in smaller sizes.
Okay. Well.
For sure.
Well, it doesn't matter, because you've got a new baby to suck those things
And she's got a ring. And then she's got that piece of shit that Kobe bought her, which I actually think is more romantic.
Yeah, like...
like, just a ring he bought, like, what he could afford on the streets or in love and whatever. I think that's super sweet and romantic.
Well, Michael.
What?
Remember when Cody gave Robin a piece of string that Maddie made in the car when he
and
was driving?
Then? They ordered some hot chocolate with marshmallows at a Mexican restaurant, you fucking monsters. You're eating enchiladas
thing.
With salsa verde.
And hot
chocolate.
Milky
and the audacity
milk.
Of this man to ask, do you have any marshmallows? We don't even have hot chocolate. Like, we're throwing this together for you in the back. And you're asking if we keep marshmallows on hand? You
they
asshole.
Probably do. I mean, marshmallows. I
she
think
said
that,
no.
She's I feel
like no,
everyone
but
has
we could do
marshmallows like in the back. Like, if you go searching through your pantries, everyone will be like,
"Oh, we have
oh,
some
I do have marshmallows."
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't, because marshmallows will never enter my house.
Yeah, I mean, they barely had whipped cream. They probably took some whipped cream off the Tres Leches cake they had in the back and just threw it on top of this. Hot chocolate for them. Okay, so anyway, she bought her own ring. The whole family's like, well, what if he does end up buying you a ring because you've been, you know, nagging him? And she's like, well, I mean, I guess I'll just have to force myself to like that one. But you already bought this one. So don't you think you jumped the gun a little bit?
Right, and the resale value of rings is awful. Cause, like,
oh, especially...
I can tell you that.
Yeah. And the sister just says, like, I can't believe she bought a ring. It's a totally a control thing. And I fucking hate my sister.
And the, and the preview for next week is him buying her a ring. And then it's, like, Emily being, like, I kind of feel bad. Like, so I feel like I shouldn't have bought the ring.
I bet you anything, he returns that ring because she's already gotten that one or something.
Kobe.
It just emasculates him.
I don't like Kobe as much anymore after seeing his Instagram.
I know. It's very
Jalen. If you feel too bad for Kobe, go look at it. Yeah. He's it's not quite as bad as Jalen. Let's not be insane here. Because Kobe's an actual dad. Like, he's actually
the
dad.
Right. Not just wishing himself.
Did you see that
happy
Father's
Day after dating someone for a year. And
Jalen,
now you're a dad.
From Teen Mom, Leah Messer's new man, posted a, like, you have to swipe like 4 times to get through it.
A collage.
A diatribe of him congratulating himself.
Happy Father's Day
to me.
It's like
it's
all
insane.
Dads don't have to be biological from blood. It's just how much you love them. How much could you really love those kids? I mean, well, I should just put a period there. You know? But how much could you really love him? You've only known him a year, 50% of the time.
It was posted on Facebook first. That's when I first saw it, and I sent it to you. But all the comments were like, I don't see what's wrong with this. He's a great guy. And Leah's like,
what?
No, there's something wrong with it. He's not there. It's...
He's just as
thirsty.
Weird and gross as
we
suspected.
It's the thirstiness of it. I don't care if he's a great dad. It's the thirstiness of the... social media of it all.
Yep.
He's gross.
Okay, let's move on to Benny and Ari.
Oh my God.
I laughed so hard during every single one of their scenes.
I'm back in on this. I'm back in on Ari. I'm like, I will watch this shit. I feel like Justine must have loved this too because she loves like wrestling.
Yeah, like the MMA or UFC. Hilarious. Oh my God. I laughed so fucking hard.
Did you see Angela in the background there?
Did I see Angela?
But I love that 90 Day Fiancé didn't give her any screen time whatsoever.
Nope. Like, as soon as the camera person realized it was her, they're like, whoop, right back to Ari's mom. Yeah.
It's like when I'm taking a story for Instagram at work, and, like, I'm, like, scrolling by a dog, and, like, it's shitting or humping another dog, and I'm like, whoop.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, you catch yourself in the reflection of, like, a window or a mirror, and you're like, whoop, not that way.
I see myself in my own shadow. I've made it very clear to everyone at work, if I even see my feet walking around an Instagram video, you must delete it.
Yeah. All right, so Ari begins with...
So good.
Looking back, I could have reacted different to Benny. Okay. Because remember, she wanted to beat up the MMA fighter.
Natalie.
Yeah.
Natalie.
No, was it Jennifer? Michelle?
No, it was Nat. Oh, I thought it was Natalie.
Melissa.
It was Natalie.
My gosh, huh? It was Melissa. Oh, I think it was Melissa.
Yeah, it was something that you really needed to use your tongue for that you couldn't.
Yeah.
Melissa.
Oh, by the way, okay. This, all the credit of this goes to a friend of the pod, Larissa, who texted me and she goes, I think this is so funny. And I'll just randomly think of this for the past week and I can't stop laughing. She goes, why does Ari walk like Charlie Chaplin?
Because I can see it in my head. When she walks up to Melissa Murphy,
and her legs were like out like a penguin, and she's like, burr, 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 and like, I, every day.
She's a little bow-legged, but also kind of pigeon-toed.
She's Charlie Chaplin
arms
in
are
an
up
old,
like Dolly Parton walk. Yeah.
In an old picture show. Just walking it. Okay, so anyway. Oh, I can't stop laughing about that.
I want to see Ari work a couple of potatoes on forks.
Oh, well, I would like to just see Ari work.
Work.
Period.
She's got a social media job. Where I got the emails. Now I just have to, you know, send
hit
them.
Send. Yeah. Hit send. I hit reply all, but I just have to hit send.
Yeah.
Okay, so she, looking back, she wishes that she would have reacted differently to Benny being in the same room as blah, 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 but oh well. Okay, now Ari and Benny are like going back and forth about him telling her that he was going to be fighting with a chick in the gym, whatever. And then she goes, but you can't not tell me things because you think I'm going to be mad. Oh, now I know you don't know this, but seems to me like Ari did the exact same thing when they were back in Ethiopia when she bought 2 plane tickets for only herself and Avi to go to America in 2
I
days.
They showed this on like their introduction.
Okay, good.
So
yeah.
I was aware of that.
She bought plane tickets just for her and the baby to go get this emergency hernia surgery that she suddenly couldn't get for like another 6 weeks once she was here. And also, I had a kid who had hernia surgery. It wasn't...
Where was the hernia?
For her kid...
For your kid.
It was an inguinal, so it's like their ball sack. Like
My friend Jake had that. He was on a he was working a Disney cruise line. I think he was playing Peter Pan or something. Ooh. And he like got a hernia during the show. And they had to like, I mean, he got like good unemployment after that. But yeah, like he showed me it was like right by his penis. And it was just like bloop.
Oh.
So freaky.
Yeah, I mean, it can exhibit, or what's a... word. Oh, okay, I can't think of the word, but whatever. It could be different ways. But anyway, if it were truly an emergency, they would have done it immediately in Ethiopia. Or when she came here to the U.S., they wouldn't be like, okay, well, we got to slot you in 6 weeks. If it were an emergency, they would have done it immediately, especially her dad being a doctor and her mom being an emergency room nurse.
Emergency means...
Liar.
Stop throwing around the word emergency.
Exactly.
Emergency means, like, immediately, right? Yeah. To me, that means... immediately.
Well, I mean, like with the hernia, it's going to be like, don't delay. Obviously, keep an eye on it. Let's not delay. Let's get it scheduled on the books.
Surgery.
Sure.
Like, that's what I call it.
But also, again, don't, you can't not tell me things because you think I'm going to be mad. So why did you buy plane tickets and you didn't tell him until 2 days before you were going to leave?
As her eyes are, like, melting downward off her face. Her eyes just,
do you see that she is a face shifter?
Yes. No, I, of course.
She looks different every time you look at her. Okay, let's get to fight night here.
I loved this. I loved how produced this was and how silly. It was just silly. And, like, because the first time I watched this, it was, like 3 in the morning, insomnia trip. And I fast-forwarded through all the Ari and Benny stuff because I thought I didn't like them. But then the second time I watched it, I was like, this was what I should have watched. Like, this was gold. It's so
okay, Benny silly. Laying on the bed, and I'm like, same thing. I'm like, okay, whatever, what a fight night. And when she turned the corner out of that bathroom, I was like, whoa!
But I get what she was doing here. Like, she was like, okay, she Googled MMA fighting and then saw a picture of someone. Of
Ring
a girl.
Girl.
Yeah. I mean, or she looked up that, what's that show on Netflix with the girls that fight?
Oh, you're asking the wrong chick.
I'm
going
to murder
no
you.
No idea.
You're the one that's
fight
supposed
night?
To know this shit. No.
Girls Gone Wild.
Girls Who Fight Netflix.
Bad Girls Club. I don't know. Well, whatever. She thinks she's in, like, a remake of Rocky 5 or something. I don't know what.
She's ready to go to this thing. Like, she's obviously planned for this all week.
But, okay, and the hair. What decade? I'm just going to go with decade. What decade was her hair style?
93. Scrunchy.
Okay,
it was scrunchy,
like that.
Right? It was a little scrunchy?
It was curly, but it was like, and then it was just, again, let's look up updo, fun, flirty updo, and let's just go with that. And then the dress was like, I don't know, the Shein's finest. I know I keep bringing up that website.
What I was talking
about,
Jody, is the show Glow.
Oh, right. I would definitely know that.
No, you've never heard of Glow? It was like a phenomenon, I guess. I didn't watch it. But
I think
it's
I heard
girls,
of it now that you said that.
But it's about, like, women who wrestle. And this is exactly what it is. They were, like, wearing shiny outfits. They had their hair all, like,
oh,
80s.
People are going to get really mad. This is not wrestling. This is MMA.
He came out.
Okay, well, hold on. Wait. I know you and I are going to do the same thing.
I burst out laughing at his first.
Don't. Okay, hold on, because I did too.
So she's ready. She's, like, ready to go out on the town, and she's like, do you really want to do this, though?
She goes, I need wrestling. If I were you, I'd be having a nervous breakdown. Okay, don't tell me that.
Shut up!
When I'm about to get the shit kicked out of me. What if I told you I had a bad feeling about all of this? I hate you. That's what I would tell you. I fucking hate you.
What if I asked you to not do it, though? Like, right now, what would you do?
Like, who cares what people think? Like, if you want to, like, drop and not do it, don't worry about what people think. Like, you know, you could just say, like, you know what? I want to go have dinner with Ari and Avi. No, he's actually choosing to get his face punched in because he doesn't want to go to dinner with you and Avi. He'd rather do that.
Also, like, this is the most ambitious character we've seen on 90 Day Fiancé, I feel.
Yeah,
like,
he's
the
actually
he's
following through on something. Yes. He wants to do it, and now you're being a fucking Debbie Downer
and
about
he's
it.
He's good at it. Like, he has been working for it. It's not
he's real good at it. We're going to get it. He's real good. And she's like, my dad's a doctor, and he even said, like, some really scary stuff, and he's not going to come tonight, so he's watching Abby. Well, good. No one wanted your little dad there anyway.
And no one wants a kid in there either.
Yeah, Jesus.
I think what happened was that somebody needed to watch Avi, and the dad was like, yeah, okay, fine, I'll do it. Okay.
Yeah,
I want to have a couple beers tonight. Just watch
So now her mom shows up. And, you know, I enjoyed the mom. Or I wouldn't say enjoyed. I appreciated the mom looking out for Benny and Ari, and she started getting a little annoying, sure, and it's her fault that she raised a kid like Ari. But I really kind of saw mom for who she was when she showed up here. She wants to be DeBella DeBall. She loves the fucking camera. She's like, hi, I'm Ari's mom. I've been praying for you. And then they're kind of trying to, like, push her out. Like, I'm going to go fight now.
Did you see all the background thing that was going on?
Oh, there was a guy shadow boxing.
There was a guy shadow boxing. That was one of my favorite
directly behind her head.
He's just like,
if she shifted her weight from one hip to the other, her head is off her body. Like,
and then his trainer's there. You can tell his trainer's like, okay, how do I tell these women to get the fuck
Yeah, it's time to get out. It's almost showtime. Can you leave?
The guy's just
shedding. Yeah. And she's like, okay, well, mom loves you. I'm rooting for you. And even Binyam, who normally is like, oh, yes, yes. He's like, pushing her away. All right. Now we get, this whole montage of all these guys warming up, okay? And there's guys, doing the shadow boxing, stretching, doing the little, quick neck movements to either side. And then we see a fight going on. There's just some dude's dead body getting dragged around this octagon. And then we see Ari's mom sitting ringside with Ari in her girlfriend costume. And she's like, I checked the medic and I checked the ambulance because, I'm a nurse. We get it. Shut up.
I'm sure they
love
it.
It's not about you.
That's pure Karen. Hi, can I see your credentials? And they're like, sure. Yeah.
I'm a nurse in the ER. Well, amazing. Like we love nurses, but we kind of need to keep our eyes on this guy because his eyeball is popping out of his socket right now. Okay. Then we see Angela in the background jumping up and down, wearing red in that high pony.
I saw on Reddit people figure it's like she wore the same outfit to the reunion. It's like Janelle's blue ruched
from Sister Wife. Sure, yeah, we all got them. We all have those default outfits that you're like, yep, this is my good outfit. Now then, it's time for Binyam. Just thinking about
it. I wish that you had... this is maybe the number one moment I wish we could have experienced yet. I mean, we experienced the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp thing together, which was great. This might have been better than that. He came out full West Side Story. You didn't even see him start. He just came out of the side of the street.
It was mid.
We like to be in America. Okay, but me in America.
See ya. And I put Bibby flew in like a spider monkey. It's just you didn't even see him lift off the ground.
He's in a musical. He's a ballet dancer. This poor guy that they've I feel like this is a production assistant too.
It looks that someone put him in a slingshot. And they're just
But don't you think the guy that he's fighting is like a PA?
Oh, okay. Actually, I wrote down the opponent looks like he's in a 1940s prison movie. Like, I swear this guy was in Shawshank as, one of the villains who...
Oh, I can see that. Just kind of, a rumbling,
And he's, bald on top, but it's long hair, but he's bald on top.
And it looks like he's just been... street fights, scrappy fights, but he's in no way prepared for Binyam to come
flying
at
him.
He went down immediately.
It was not human. Like that move of him just flying in, the very first move too. Funny. That guy was like, "The fuck!"
He's like, "I'm out. I'm out. I'm out, Uncle."
Okay, now if Benny were your husband, your boyfriend, whatever, and you're just sitting there, "Okay, we're getting ready for the fight," and all of a sudden he busts out that first move, I would laugh. I would have to laugh if Dave just came flying in.
If Dave did that. Oh, I don't think I'd recover if I saw Dave do
that. He's wearing these yellow shorts.
Yeah. The way it was edited, it's you didn't see him start. You just saw him finish. You saw him park, You just saw him come in from the side of the street. It was so fucking brilliant. TLC.
Okay, I'm so glad you found that as hilarious.
Oh, no, I knew you would.
Because I
burst out laughing.
And I wish I could experience that again for the first time, because that was just amazing.
Oh, no, I watched it a couple more times, and it was equally as funny. It's still as shocking. You're preparing yourself for it, but it still surprises you.
And he's, high up in the air. He's a good, 5 feet from floor to crotch. He's so high in the
video
air.
Game.
Yes. He looks like, to me, a spider monkey jumping from one tree to the next, just like,
but he's pointing
across the forest.
When you're a jet all the way from your first cigarette.
I mean, imagine you're in a ring, and they just go like ding, ding, and the next thing
you
see is
to spar a bit, right?
Is a set of pointed toes just coming straight at your face. You don't even, you're expecting a fist.
Right. And like a person like Marissa. It's someone just on the ground with you. Eye level.
Pointed toes just beelining straight for your face.
I mean, did anyone else find this as funny as the two of us?
I don't know, but my God. Ooh, okay, we're going to have to move that. I really could talk about that for the next hour.
I mean, you wanted to keep this episode to an hour. I don't know if that's happening.
Okay, we're going to move on from this. Well, Benny wins, and then he just, like, parkours and flips all over the ring and nearly takes out the ref. I think that's what you call him. Referee, umpire, whatever. He's like, whoa, take it easy.
I'm surprised Ari didn't jump up on stage and like punch out one of those girls that was like carrying around signs.
Oh yeah. You didn't tell me there was gonna be another girl in the ring. She walks up there with her Charlie Chaplin in her little dress. So they announce that he's winner with a rear naked choke. Like, oh, that's what she said. So Ari runs up there. Oh God, it was just so cringy because they have weird body chemistry and body language with each other.
Yeah.
And he lifts her up like in
moment. I'd be like, my vagina's out.
Oh, they planned
it. Can you not lift me up over all these people when I'm in a short dress?
That was their plan because she went over there almost like, okay, here I am. Okay, now you're going to, okay, lift. Cheesy. Didn't play out like I think they thought it did. Charles, the coach, was super cute. He was all excited for him. And then Ari's mom, I think she got horned up for Benny.
Oh, yeah. She was more excited than Ari.
Yeah, she was. She was the one sitting next to Benny in the back room. I'm like, can you move over so his wife can sit next to him? She's like, wow, are you going to lift me up too? I took out the ambulance.
But then, like, when they walk back out to the car, he's carrying Ari out like an officer in a gentleman style. Like, yeah. We made it, babe. We made it. And then Ari's like, so that's cute. You got that out of your system.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking nuts, she goes, bitch?
So now that you got the fight out of your way, you got the one out of your way, you can focus on me and Avi. What do you want from this man? You just want to hang out all day long with each other?
That backflip. And then his manager's like, yo, he did that backflip. That was another level.
I like.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah. That plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The coach. The coach is growing on me. Yeah.
Because he's like, I don't like this toxic energy in my gym. Get out. Mm-hmm. Be it.
Listen, I'm sure he was just as dazzled with that first move as we were.
Like, the coach was like, I didn't know he was going to do that.
No, I don't even think Biddy knew he could do that. Yeah, where did he start? Did he just, like, jump up and then fly his body weight?
He must have, like...
He had to have started, like, from above. Like, from above, like, on the side.
He probably jumped up on, like, the half part and then, like...
Can you start like that? That doesn't seem fair.
I have no idea. We should have had Justine in for this conversation because Justine knows all the rules for this shit, but...
Justine, yeah, I mean, like, I feel like, of course you're going to have an upper hand if you can start standing up on the side of the ring and then just, like, I mean, listen, I'd win every fucking fight because all I would do is stand and then I would just throw my entire body weight on someone and be like, boom, TKO, down for the count, I win.
Yeah, it's like a bulldog. I saw like, this tiny little bulldog yesterday take down, like, a Great Dane because the weight, like, the denseness of a bulldog, he's kind of...
You just call me dense, yeah. All right. God, I could talk about that all day. Okay, Kara and Guillermo. I wrote down two words. Don't care.
Don't care at all. People, I've heard a couple other podcasts be like, yeah, so she went out with her friend, and they, like, took a shot in the middle of the day, and I was like, yeah, it's
ew, crazy. So weird.
What a bitch. Who cares?
She's phony. She's annoying. Her friends are annoying. That's it.
I truly have nothing to say. This isn't us rushing through this, but, like, this is, I don't care about this at all. She's pregnant as well. So
great idea. She's going to love being a mom.
He does laundry. He makes some funny comments about making love with the washing machine.
I mean, he's fine. She sucks.
She's a bitch. Yeah.
Okay. Shida and Bilal. They're visiting his sister in Georgia so that she can help Shida with the wedding dress shopping and planning.
Guess why I hate the sister so much?
Because she looks like Bilal?
Yes! Yes, Jody!
So we get to see him...
I can't like her.
Twice as much this episode.
She looks exactly like Bilal.
And she acts like him, too.
Yeah, she's...
Where Shida is like...
I've never seen him act like that controlling before. But yeah, if you say so, maybe I'll guess I'll...
This is a cry for help.
Yeah,
she's like, I feel like sometimes he can be controlling and stubborn. And she's saying it in a very diplomatic way. She's not being like, God, he could be such a dick.
As she's standing there looking like the most beautiful specimen
on earth. Oh, my God, right?
I gasped when she came out of the dress.
I did, too. I was like, whoa, she's gorgeous. And what
and
better woman,
like,
would you want for your brother? Like, she seems like a very genuine, sweet person.
She's like, well, I don't know. She's been engaged. I respect people who have been engaged and not gotten married.
Yes.
I think that's, you should respect those people because that's a lot of pressure to break off an engagement.
Yep.
And she's done it twice.
And she's like, well, I've never seen that side of Bilal. I mean, he needs to find the time to tell you about the things that he doesn't like. Instead of just hinting at them. And, I mean, you know, because he does deserve that, too. He deserves to be able to say what he does and doesn't like. No, that's the problem.
Yeah, no,
he's always saying what he doesn't like. Ugh. So, I don't know how she's seeing her brother as faultless. I don't get it. And then Shida brings up the fact that she's always been upfront with him. I want to have kids. I keep asking about it. He kind of dodges the question. And I don't, I don't think he really trusts me. And the sister's like, yeah, you're going to have to figure that out. Because Bilal is, like, so great. No, he's not. He sucks.
Yeah.
So then we go to the Ferris wheel. Oh my God. And he springs a prenup.
Pass. Hard pass on this Ferris wheel, by
Yeah,
the way.
Which he calls a marriage contract. She's not stupid, you idiot.
Oh, no, she's much smarter.
It's a prenup. You're not going to trick her by calling it a contract.
The prenuptial agreement. And Jody.
What?
He only told her about this during the Ferris wheel because he wanted to get her mind off of how she's scared of heights. He was being a good person here.
I mean, I guess I should have thought about it better so I didn't hurt her feelings and make things worse. No, he knew exactly what he was doing.
I want her in a confined space so she can't walk out.
And she can't be mad at me because I can say, well, look, I planned this super romantic thing. I thought you would love this.
Have you also noticed, I mean, I'm sure you have, every time he does something with her, like a boat or the carriage ride, or you've never been on a Ferris wheel? Well, now you have.
Yeah. He's okay. The hero. He's doing this super romantic grand gesture. So she can't be mad at him. She's ruining the moment that he plans by getting upset.
I've heard of that before. It has another name. Love bombing. And this isn't love bombing because it's still mean. He's still mean every time he does something like that.
I was going to say, and the word of the decade now, gaslighting. It is.
Yeah.
He's absolutely gaslighting her. It's her problem because she's Sister ruining this romantic moment. Yeah, true. So he tells her, I mean, look, everything I'm doing is normal and legal and perfectly okay. This is a quote. It's not against our religion. Listen, it's honoring what we said and agreed to. You know, it's agreeing to our terms. And it's all right. Just because you're saying it doesn't make it true, you asshole.
Yeah, and I've said this countless times, but it's just hilarious to me when any of these people even bring up a prenup, because you're responsible for them for 10 years. So it doesn't matter, Bilal, if she wants to come after you, the government will force you to pay her.
Yeah. And she brings up the point that it makes it feel like the relationship is transactional, and she doesn't like that feeling. So, like, Bilal, what about respecting her values and morals around that? That makes her feel like it's transactional. But he's just like, nope, well, it's not. It's not. So she should understand that. Okay, so when it comes to your beliefs and your morals, she's supposed to just never question them. Well, that's your beliefs. I should respect that. But when it's hers, totally different opinion. And then, excuse me, I have lots of Tanya's in my throat from laughing about Benny. I like loosened something up in there.
Like on my desk, I think I want that to be the last thing I see in my head before I die.
Oh my god.
It got funnier the fact that we both were on the same page with that.
It came in so quick. I was just like, pew!
I honestly thought I'd bring that up and you'd be like, oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, he did come in like that. Oh. we were right there.
Shot out of a cannon doing his little pew pew. Okay, so they go on the carriage ride. They're still talking about the
prenup.
You've
never been on a carriage before. Well, now you have.
Great. We're always doing shit outside, and it's like January, and I'm freezing all the time. And did you notice the blanket on his lap was only on his lap, hers?
No, the producer showed that. They made a point to show at one point that it was like, you could tell that that's what they were trying to show us, the camera. Blanket on his lap, and she's uncovered.
And that was before. I feel like they did another carriage ride, and it was the same thing.
That's what would happen if Chelsea and Cole went on a carriage ride.
Oh, because he's so cold.
I need extra sockies.
And also, I think Bilal likes doing things like the boat thing, the Ferris wheel, the carriage, because they're both facing forward right next to each other. So he never has to look at her in the eye.
Right.
And whenever she's talking to him, he's always just like looking out like, oh, look at the buildings.
I love when she says stuff like, I can tell that you are controlling your words right now and you're picking your words carefully. She is so much smarter than him and he cannot handle it. And I love watching this, except I feel like they're probably married now.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Because I think they're signed up for the next installment of 90 Day.
God, I hate him so much. All right, we did not see Eve and Mohammed this week.
Oh, my God. Next week, what is happening? Do you remember?
You very bad example. You cannot raise my baby.
Eve was raised too much freedom. And I will not be doing that. As they're walking at, 1 mile per hour together.
Uh-huh. We're working out. Okay, Jabri and Miona. His parents need to be kicked in the cunts. I cannot stand either one of them.
I want a staring contest between Jabri's mom and Emily's mom and see who breaks first. Because I think they could just go forever.
Yeah.
See who makes a facial expression first.
His mom is such a manipulative bitch and is so condescending, and his dad too. I can't believe that she would have the ability to keep any clients that she has in her counseling or her therapy practice right now. If I were to see my therapist acting this way,
yeah,
be like, whoa. Like,
oh, you're a monster. You're like an actual...
Yeah. Like, and she person. Uses that to make it be like, well, I'm a therapist, Jabri, so obviously I'm right. I'm handling this the correct way because this is what I do. So...
What if your mom was like, can we get coffee, but like off, like out of the house?
Away.
Like away from Miona.
Well...
Carol.
I have been Miona in this situation. No, I've been Miona
so
in
have
this
I.
situation.
Oh, please. My whole life with bacon fingers was this.
Where it was pointed out like, oh, this is just a mom and son thing. This is just our thing. We're just going to go and talk.
But do you think that he is cool. actually this easily manipulated or if he's just an asshole?
Yes. Both. I think both. Yeah. I think he enjoys being in the middle. To like, who loves
oh,
me
sure.
more? Mm. All
when
right,
he
so
floated
it comes,
to Miona that, yeah. like, maybe we should just keep working on this. Like, I was 100% with Miona. She's
oh,
like,
for sure.
Like, no. I can't.
We've gone through K-1 all visa. Of this yes. for a year and a half for you to be like, we'll just keep dating. So go back to Serbia and we'll
and
have a long
distance
relationship.
And I would almost hope that the U.S. wouldn't grant a re-entry after that. For marriage.
I think there is something about that where you, then there might be a time period.
Because it's not a trial period. It's
right.
so that you can get married.
It's not a visitor thing. Right.
Yeah. You've already decided you love each other.
Right.
God, he wants to be married to the music, though.
Oh, my God. I was like, I wanted to reach up into my uterus and just like.
Yeah. And I use the term music very, like, vaguely.
The art. The yeah, art the and art. The music. So his parents say they will not attend the wedding because of your lack of organization and planning. I don't think we'll be able to attend. Mm. So because you don't want your 30-year-old son to get married, you think saying we won't go, that he's just going to call off the wedding. Like, well, we're not going to go. If you're going to get married, we're not going to go. But they're saying because of your lack of organization and planning. Listen, if you were a good mom, a good therapist, even though you don't fully support this marriage, you would still go because you love your son.
Yeah,
even if he's
know.
Making a mistake because he's an adult, bye-bye, he can make a mistake. It's not as if Miona, listen, if she was like a real psychopath bitch.
She's not, though, at all.
No, you may not like her, but it doesn't seem like she's holding him back from anything. She's the one that's like, yeah, well, I want to get a job and I want to move to LA and I want him to pursue the music and work and whatever. She's not just like sitting
she's
back and being like, no,
to
it's cool.
Between anything. And then the arguments that she's making to him, I was like, go Miona. Because she's like,
yeah.
she's like, I can't live with your mother. Ever since mm-hmm. I got here. And he's like, wait, what do you mean? Like, what has she said
yeah.
to you? What do you mean, what has she said to me? She has been
insulted how I dress, insulted
yeah.
how I cook. Yeah, I mean, listen, I have been there, and this is exactly
yeah.
anyone who has relatives or in-laws that can be manipulative like this, that is how his mom is speaking to him, putting it in the guise of, like, I love you, and I'm looking out for you, and you just don't seem happy.
Yeah,
you just really don't seem happy. You're not happy, are you? He's like, well, not, I mean,
but
I'm
he is
stressed.
Kind of happy. He's fine. What does he have to not be happy about? He's living rent-free. He's got this hot-ass fiancé. He gets
yep.
to be in the Black Serbs.
Yeah, he was throwing
Hello?
Down some tracks with that in-demand audio mixer
Spittin'.
That's that has a huge availability if you go look at the guy's calendar. $600
oh,
bucks.
No.
Pick a day and a time.
It was a great
time,
opportunity, though, Jody. Again,
right, but Miona did text him 8 times in the 20 minutes that she was sitting down to talk to him. Okay, well, that's how text messages work.
Well, then text him back. Or text
well, like,
her back. Text her back. She texts you, text her back, and say, hey, I met with my parents.
Yeah. Right.
But and he ignores it.
And that's just how I kind of go, okay, oh, God. And then the dad's like, well, if you only had these 90 days to get married, if you didn't have them, and if you had longer, would you get married? And he's like, nope, not at all. Well, then you shouldn't have done this. Then that's your fault, not Miona's fault. You shouldn't have told her, I will marry you in 90 days if you didn't want to marry her in 90 days.
The world needs to hear the Black Serbs.
Right. Okay, now, I just want to point out, or I want to ask you, actually, if you noticed, she was totally doing that therapy speak where they throw in the word right to kind of, it's like a manipulative thing. Teal Swan does it a lot. If you started watching The Deep End, any of these cult leaders or people who, you know, like you're just talking to them, but they're trying to get you on her side. When she's talking to the camera,
she's
like,
total
you know,
bitch, right?
Every parent wants their child to be happy. And I just want him to wait. And I want him to listen to himself. Right. And I think still wanting to get married and going through all this, I think it's just because he doesn't want to face the blowback from Miona. Oh, you are projecting big time. You are going to give him blowback if he marries Miona.
When's the last time you think these parents have had sex?
I think they keep it in a regular rotation because she is a therapist. So she's
like,
it's to like keep
scheduled.
Our marriage.
Yes,
yeah.
Scheduled.
You have to work on your marriage, Amanda.
So that we can say, we're sexually active still.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, if this were all true and Miona wanted the best for you, Jabri, we would be at your wedding. I never imagined this for you, and it breaks my heart. It makes me sad. I never imagined not being at your wedding. Then go to the wedding. What's the big deal? You don't have to let me go to the wedding. Okay, so then we see a cosplay cowboy and Bratz doll go take a walk around, like, an abandoned factory. Where?
Yeah,
they drove to go take a walk.
She's like,
around, like, a toxic waste dump. I don't know what this was. Her lipstick? Dear God. I've read, like, oh, you draw a little bit outside the line to make your lips look thicker, but this looked like a clown. Oh, I don't either. And Jabri tells her, yeah, my parents think that we should wait. They don't think that I'm ready. There's no bigger turnoff for a 30-year-old man to be saying, my parents don't think I'm ready.
How about a 43-year-old man that I was dating?
Ooh.
Like, how gross is that? And then he goes, well, they don't even want to come. And she goes, good. I don't want them there. And that was my reaction, too.
Yep.
Like, that would have been my natural reaction.
Yep.
Good. I don't like them. She's a total... She makes my life miserable living with her.
We are together. We're a couple. And Miona isn't saying, like, choose me or your mom. His mom is saying, choose Miona or us. Like, listen, she's living there.
She's not even saying, choose me or the music. He's saying, well, I mean, in this case, I would just choose the music. And she goes, no, you need to focus on, if you want this to work, you need to focus on me.
Yeah.
But she's not even saying, I don't want you to do music. She wants him to do music.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, you need to start acting like a man if you want this relationship to work, not just up to your parents saying, you know, oh, you shouldn't marry her. You should have your own mind. This is our relationship. And he's like, well, you just need to try harder with my mom, which is, oof.
I've heard
How about
it.
You tell your mom? I mean, God, I know. I have heard that same thing because because he is his mom's son. He doesn't realize the manipulation that his mom is doing.
Like he
doesn't
he does,
see it.
Like, he recognizes that there's manipulation going on, but he
But they were
see
raised
the
by this person. They don't fully see it.
Bacon Fingers said to me, after we broke up, if you just could have stuck around a few more years, she would have just died and you wouldn't have to deal with it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So she's like, no, I don't think I need to be trying harder with your mom. This is our relationship. And if we plan to get married, we should get married. And he's like, well, that's bullshit. I mean, if it doesn't bother you how my mom and how my parents feel, that's a red flag. And I should just say, fuck this and marry the art and marry the music. Like,
good.
Actually, go ahead. Yeah, I'm leaving.
It.
That's disgusting.
I mean,
and
I think
gross.
I think it's also a commonly noted thing that there is so much money in the arts.
He's gonna marry the music.
Also,
I could never
again.
Recover if someone told me that. You're if like, Dave were to tell me, fuck this. You know what? At this point, I'm just gonna say, I'm just gonna like marry the Excel. I'm gonna marry these fucking spreadsheets, and I.
I'm gonna marry the art. I'm gonna dedicate my life to this wound.
God, you loser. I'd be like, you are a fucking loser. Yeah. Go ahead. Marry your music and see how warm that keeps you at night. And have fun living with your mom on your zero...
Holy shit.
Your $0 salary plus benefits, babe. Okay, so, Mian was just like, okay, well, I think you're childish if you think I should just go back to Serbia and keep dating you. Have fun with that. Okay. Patrick and Thais.
We all knew it was coming. Patrick was going to show his true colors at some point. Because we're all like, Patrick's a great guy. Nothing wrong with
him. Oh, I never thought he was a great guy.
Well.
She kind of like, sucked. He was whatever. But
he threw his credit card at her. I mean, the heat that emoted through my body. I don't think Thais is a great person either. But like.
No. I'm on her side in this situation.
Oh, 100.
First of all, he made a fool of himself in that store. He thought he was like putting her in place, being like, check out this crazy money hungry bitch I'm with. No, you looked like an asshole.
And like, I understand. The store owner's like, let's just buy the cheapest thing in the store. How about like, the store owner just wanted to get them out of there.
Yep. Now, I looked up the store, House on Bishop. There's no website or whatever. Obviously, it's just some little boutique-y, overpriced place. They have a Facebook page, but no website. I could tell because the first couch she sat on, that is like a dime a dozen sectional that's at every Value City and Art Van, or if that's
but
even
they,
open.
They
whatever.
Have it in this boutique, and he's upgraded it.
And then she goes, can I touch? Can I touch the painting? Lisa Barlow, I'm going to touch the painting. So he doesn't want to spend money on things that they don't need. They need food
really
and stuff. It's like, okay, cool. But you have a Tesla, your watches, the Mrs. Claus lingerie, your full body wax that I guess you needed before
right,
she
like
came, your steroids.
She's here for sex. That's what she's here for, Jeremy. Also, the fact that like the beigeness and the vanilla-ness and the basicness of a man who's like, I don't feel the need to have anything in my house that I'm not using.
Yeah.
Like, decor-wise. Like,
you can buy what you want when you have your own money.
Oh, he paused before he said it. You can buy it at a later date. And then I was like, don't say it. He's not going to say it. When you make your own money. And I was like, holy fucking shit.
You're an asshole because you know she cannot make her own money right now. And I promise you that he told her, I make so much money. You're not going to have to work. Don't worry about it.
All these men did.
They never talked about her getting a job here. You're going to come here. We're going to get married. We're going to have babies. You don't have to worry about a thing. But now it's like, he's like, well, I'm just not used to paying for everything all the time. I mean, I make the money, so I should have a bigger say in it. And
this is, it's financial abuse. And this is, Bacon Fingers did this to me as well. It was like, it wasn't like, I've never asked you for a single fucking dollar, but like, can we have some kind of transparency here? Yeah. Or like, I knew nothing. I was always kept in there. He's like, you don't need to know about it. He lied that he wasn't divorced. And then after we broke up, he's like, yeah, by the way, I got divorced. The divorce papers came through on Thanksgiving. It was like 8 months earlier.
Well, listen,
just,
Patrick,
like, shit.
He makes enough. Okay. Money's never been important before. I mean, all the bills are paid. The lights are on. There's food in the fridge. You have all the clothes you want, your hair, your nails, your eyebrows, your lashes. Okay. Well, I think it's smart of her to ask, I want to see, like, how much you make, how much are our bills, what's our money going towards.
Because
we only have one income.
I moved here from all of
because we're getting married. We're getting married.
If I were her,
I should know this.
After he threw that credit card at me, I'd go upstairs and I'd just, like, blow. I'd blow.
Be like, fine. Big mistake. Huge. Oh, I would be tearing it up in a Home Goods, man. Which is where he should have brought her, but I'm not even going to go into
that. I was
going
to blow his brother, like blowjob.
Oh, I'm just being shopping for Home Goods. Okay.
I guess equal.
I'm like, I would have blown that credit limit out of the water. Yep. I mean, we can talk about where he should have brought her besides a little boutique-y place, but I'm sure that's the only place that cleared them to film. Right.
Like, but like, Target or
Home Goods. Should absolutely know what you make, what you're spending. What if he's got a shitload of debt and then it's going to be her debt?
It's like a Robin
absolutely
Brown
you should know what each other makes. If you're already in a serious relationship, I don't think that should be a taboo subject at all.
No, you should know. Of course you
you're
should
you're sharing
know.
Finances and a home and a life together, you absolutely should know.
You're planning on having children, too.
Yeah. I mean, when Dave and I met, I was making way more than he was making. And, like, I knew, like, okay, he had this credit card debt. He needed a new car. And that was like, okay, well, this is where we're setting our boundaries. We're not engaged. We're not married yet.
Yeah.
When I bought my townhouse, like, he paid me rent because I was like, there's no fucking way. Like, we wrote up something. Like,
But she even said, yeah. Well, you were saying to me, whatever you want, whatever you need. Like, she said that to him. So, like, clearly he did say that. He just wanted to get her over here so that he could have a blow up doll.
Yep. And she's like, I have feelings. And he's like, oh, okay. Mm. He's like, you can know when you're my wife. No, fuck that, man. If I were her, I'd be like, I cannot marry you not knowing. Do you have debt? Like, let me see your credit report. Honestly,
can you
like,
look up other people's credit reports? I think you can, or can't you?
No. I mean, if you're at a bank or something.
Well, if you have their social, I guess you can.
Wow. That probably, but anyway, okay, so next time we see that Kobe gets a ring for Emily, Ari's gonna meet up with her ex-husband, and there's gonna be a family meeting with Jabri, his mommy and daddy, and Miona. And Jabri is gonna throw Miona under the bus by saying, I think that you want everything you want right away, and you're just like an entitled millennial and you want everything in a microwave, and I don't think that's fair. Okay, that last sentence, I don't think that's fair. That makes you an entitled millennial.
Yeah, that's like
that's a
definition of an entitled millennial.
Idiot. Eve's going to want a baby. Mohammed just thinks she sucks. Shida's going to put a timeline for children in the prenup.
Too much freedom. The women.
Fucking idiot.
Women in America.
And Thais wants to elope, and Patrick doesn't want to. Harumph.
This is how you marry a stripper.
Yeah, wah. Okay, bye-bye, you suck.
This is how you save money, Patrick.
That's right. All right, shall we talk about some polygamists?
Yeah.
Let's start with the Epps family. Marcus, Taryn, India, and they can't even decide if her name is Bina or Bina, because Marcus says Bina, and
does
Taryn
Bina
and India say
Bina.
Does
have adult braces?
Oh, Bina's got adult braces.
Okay.
Yeah, she
I
does.
Just was, I honestly wasn't sure. I was like,
they flew under the radar into the episode, just like Benny flew into that ring. When you weren't expecting it, you knew something was coming in.
Dude,
and wha-bam.
It's really bad when Garrick is the most likable man on a show.
Oh, yeah, that says a lot.
Like, he really is. Like, I like Garrick more than any of the other men on this show.
I'm not going to put Like and Garrick next to each other.
I don't like him, but I hate him the least. Let's go with that.
Okay. Fair enough.
The Epps hate him the most.
This family.
Yes.
You hate the most.
Also, like, all of the women are just robots and doppelgangers of each other.
Yep.
And whoa.
I don't know how Marcus is landing this many women. I have no idea.
He must be one of those short guys with a huge dick.
That or can't compensate. No.
He's just... But manipulative people like this will break people down until they're just shells of themselves. And he's convinced these women that they're okay with this.
Yeah, this date setup was so gorgeous. That was so pretty. If they actually put that together, they need to do that as a business.
They didn't. TLC did that. Or Discovery
No, okay. Did that. There are businesses that do that. I've seen a couple around here. Where, like, they'll come and set up, like, a date night in your backyard with, like, a little tent and stuff like that. Okay, so they go under this little tent, and there's all these snacks set up. And he's like, oh,
you
look pretty.
Did you notice her nipples were...
Did I notice that her nips? That was my next note. Oh, my God, her nipples are out.
But they're blurred out.
Yeah, she didn't know that they were... popping out there.
Yeah,
she had no fucking idea, but they were there.
Like, turn like a just like a over.
She made the mistake of not sitting down in the outfit that she's gonna wear on a date where she's gonna be sitting down. Did you also notice that her voice is always like this, and she's always like yelling? You look mighty fine yourself.
She is annoying.
Yeah, she's real annoying.
I would never let this woman into my family because the other two women are so like, yeah, so. Chardonnay, maybe, if they want to get really crazy. They're more like yeah. low key.
Did you also notice they were storing all of their liquor and their wine outside in Orlando?
Oh, was it?
Yes, they're in Orlando. And they're like, ooh, let's put out some Pinot Grigio, some Merlot. Like, that's fucking wine slosh soup.
No, hot wine. But in Florida, they have central AC, so it's free.
They were outside. It was outside on their patio. It was outside, I'm 100% sure. That's...
Well, this woman's annoying as fuck, though. Like, go away, you're annoying.
Yeah, Ben is annoying. And then he's just, like, trying to flirt, and she keeps working on these grapes. And I was like, girl, you are going to get those skins.
No, dude.
All tangled up in those brackets.
That was an olive, I think.
But there were some grapes, too. Okay.
Every shot of her, she was holding a different...
Uh-huh, she's like, I'm...
Which I was like, which I appreciated for her, that she's like, fucking sweet.
Uh-huh.
I'm not letting this food
go. I mean, once you're just nipping out for the world to see...
Yeah.
What's popping a couple black olives, you know? She's a butterfly. She's a free spirit.
You can't clip these wings. And he's like, whoa. Yeah. What do you mean by that, though, girl?
There is still one thing I gotta know. The way you work that mouth. Ugh. Okay, you're disgusting. Go to hell, you little man. So later, he just like...
Did you notice he was wearing a purple polo with a gold chain underneath the collar?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Great look.
Super hot. And when he comes home, I don't know for sure, but I think he might wear those shoes that squeak that toddlers do. Like when he walked in, I could hear him like the little squeaker shoes.
They light up.
Yeah, they light up squeakers when he comes in. And he's like, hey, first of all, y'all are dope because she liked the date. That was amazing. Yeah, it was. And you did nothing. You useless little man. And he does look like Vern Troyer. Just in his face, he looks like Vern Troyer.
No, I can see it. And the younger wife is having a problem with this, which is...
India.
It's very much... Yeah, it's very much...
She doesn't... What are you talking... She doesn't make any sense. So you're meaning to tell me you actually want to involve the kids more? Because what if they meet her... And I haven't had sex with her, and they meet her, and the kids like her, and then the sex is bad, and then she just goes away, and the kids are all confused. So nah. No, I'm going to have sex with her before she meets the kids.
However, like, I think people will say sex, like, you can always improve on sex. I completely disagree on that. I think some people are just not compatible, and they never will be. Or penises are too small.
Yeah. I mean,
probably his.
I don't know. I mean, there's no right answer. There's no right way to do this because it just rarely works.
Did you notice that India? This is mean. And like, look, I'm the most self-deprecating
her glasses.
Not the glasses. The way she was wearing her hair in the one scene when it was kind of up in that little bun, she has like a pin head.
Okay. I see you, and I raise her eyeglasses are not the right ones for her face.
I mean, she's also
they
stunning.
Made her they just did not flatter her face. Because in some shots I was like, "Oh my god, she's stunning." And then in other angles I was like, "What's
when her
on?
Hair is kind of floofed out, I think that's like the best look for her. She looks amazing."
Okay.
So the situation here really, because the two wives are talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did it feel when you guys were together? Oh, well, it was hard to watch him fall in love with another woman, but you know, I wanted to keep him around.
Yep.
So fucked up. I can respect this polygamy situation if it is religion. Or I kind of also respect it with Guy Liner, as Cara Berry calls him, and Tasha, where like they both truly want it. This is a situation of just women who their man is just wants to openly cheat on them.
Yeah.
And they have
well, had lots of sex with
okay
lots of different
with it,
people.
Yeah.
I think Taryn is pulling a Danielle here.
A little bit, yeah.
Where
she's
it's like,
well,
oh,
you
okay
did this to me.
Now you
so
get a taste
fun
of it.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, I'm cool with it. I actually think he should sleep with everyone. Yeah. Even more than Braceface or whatever. Okay. The Davis family. We have Apewo, Nick, Jennifer, and Danielle. Okay, let's just okay, let's just cut the shit here. The fact that Apo and Jennifer crawled into the bed after they had sex on their dirty ass sheets.
There was slimy cum everywhere. And
they crawled in, went to bed, got up the next morning, and went to work. So these two could have, like, their, like, just, like, sleep in. Mm.
So are they all fucking each other?
I was just going to say, I have to assume that
I would have
after to. Nick and Danielle went at it, the other two crawled in and were like, oh, so do you think you want to be part of the family? Well, let's just see how much you want to be. And then it just, duh.
See, but I would almost rather the show just be that. I would maybe more enjoy it being more, like, watching a family that was more open about that. Like, yeah, no, yeah. We all fuck each other.
I mean,
that's more interesting to me.
Otherwise, it would be weird if they had sex. And then what, Jennifer and April just come in and they, like, spoon them from either side?
Yeah, and somebody's, like,
that's weirder.
On the end.
Yeah, it'd be like, less weird. It'd be less weird if they did just have a big orgy.
Yeah, which is fine.
I think they did because
I respect that more.
Because Danielle, first of all, Danielle has the weirdest body language. Like, she just, like, walks in and she's like, hello, baby. Yes, I would like some juice. And she, like, looks at him, like,
she's
longingly.
She's so weird, dude.
She's so, like, awkward.
The way she talks, first of all, they obviously knew they were going to fuck because she obviously brought him over night because she was wearing different clothes. The way she talks to him is just, it's just a lot of nodding.
And then she
and
just,
laughing.
Like, looks, like, intently, yeah. Like, mm-hmm.
But she's not, you can tell she's not really listening. She's just thinking of the next thing to say.
I need to look like I'm a grown adult woman. And then she's like, I think I just need to talk to April and Jen because I just want to make sure that they're okay with it. And I mean, I think that they're supportive. And not only are they supportive, they're encouraging it. And to me, that was the tell right there that they all fucked. They're not only supportive, but they encourage it.
Did you notice when she left, he did this, like, weird thing to the camera, like,
yeah, like, so ooh, like, that was
what?
Good.
What happened?
I know.
I don't want to know. What did she, like, let him do?
I really like you a lot, Nick. I really do. And then they had a weird smooch. Like, it looked like he wanted to go for tongue and she didn't.
No, but it was a completely closed lip smooch.
But his was over her clothes. His wasn't open. God. His was still closed, but it just, like, they aren't compatible at the mouth.
No.
And then she was like, oh, and then she went to hug him. And then he's like, oh, I'll be thinking about you. And she goes, I'll be thinking about you too. Trust and believe.
Trust and believe, she said.
It was very Amber Portwood. Oh, and she's like, have a good day, baby. I don't know why I don't like her saying baby. And then he just, like, stays in the kitchen and she just sees herself out.
Yeah. And
she
then he goes,
exit left.
Oh, stuck it right in her ass.
Hey, who's changing those sheets? No one. I'm gross.
They'll just stand there for a while. Literally.
The Merfields.
Is that all that's left?
Oh, we have the Merfields and then
no,
the
let's
Joneses.
End with Merfields. Let's go to the Joneses.
The Joneses. Good old Sidian and Tasha.
I like them though. They are the new.
They're just fucking weird. They're weirdos.
Yeah. Who's that? The Winders. They're like the likable couple where you feel like both of them are like into this and like.
Well, I guess we could say they're the most normal of anyone.
I guess. Tasha, I think, just wants a friend. It just seems like she doesn't have friends if she just wants a friend.
Tasha's that girl who used like a toaster as a purse in high school. Like she would just do like weird, quirky shit.
And
she had like that perfect angel face. But it didn't quite fit her personality. Tasha's just, I don't know. She's just different.
I like Tasha.
I think she's harmless.
I would be a sister wife with Tasha. I feel like she would genuinely like to be around me.
I think she's harmless, but I feel like she's just hollow. Like, she is so damaged.
She's
something
hollow,
happened to her.
Yeah, something definitely happened. I don't think there's any ill intention, though, and I think she genuinely would work well in a
Sidian just has no sexual aura about him at all.
No, but they're also not religious. I just don't understand why anyone would do this if you're not religious.
He likes having multiple people around, and it helps him grow. First of all, we need to speak like
Sidian
this.
Sidian really loves women.
When we're talking about the Jones family, he just likes having multiple people around him. To grow and self-reflect, and women have a particular warmth and energy, and you know, the more women, it's just a beautiful thing. And so Tasha had a friend from work, and she just became closer with
her. She's a Filipina.
Mm. She is a pageant winner, and I just think, you know, having some extra moms around for the kids, someone extra for Tyrion, Ellie, and Liam. We learned that Liam is trans. Tyrion, I feel like we talked about this in another episode. It's got to be a nod to some sort of Star Trek.
Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Something like that.
I guess, I mean, do we have to give them props for being supportive of their
Sure.
Yeah, I guess we should. Yeah, no, that's
yeah, make it more normal. They move from Boise to Portland. Great. And we get like a greatest hits of all the sister wives that never were.
Like,
the waitress was like, no. I was just coming to get your menus because we're closing the kitchen, but no.
Yeah, I just wanted you to make sure that you sign that.
Yeah, I just needed to come and get the restaurant copy. Oh.
And then the girl with like
the knee necklace. Up camper hoodie girl who was like, hey guys, who was sitting with her knee up on top of a picnic table because she's
you
so tiny.
Your blanket on.
I still do. It's on my lap, Amanda. Oh, and then some other chick that we never met because they went on
the
like
one
2 days.
On the playground? Yeah, because it was during COVID.
She dumped him at a park.
And yeah. She's like, yeah, I just don't think this is really for me.
So, yeah, Ariel, also pronounced Ariel and Ariel. Don't know. Sure. I don't think Sidian even knows how to say her name.
I don't think anyone knows.
What the hell is going on here? Because they seem to think it's like a really serious thing.
And she's like, hey, yeah, hi. They're like, we missed you. And she's like, yeah, I missed you too.
Yeah.
But they genuinely missed her. And she definitely didn't miss them.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, every time they've tried to meet up, it just, like, doesn't work out.
Yeah, the internet is not that bad nowadays. It's not.
And they've never met in person.
Why is Bert so unable to use the internet? Like, it works in Brazil.
Yeah. Or, you know, like, drive into town or something, maybe. I mean, you were wanting to get pregnant with this guy's baby. Yeah. I feel like you could try to get some service. They haven't met in person, and Sidian just worries that she might change her mind because her family is very conservative. And don't worry, Tasha tells this funny story that Sidian thinks that she has a great emotional intelligence, but it's okay. Don't worry. She's not afraid to boss Sidian around.
Like, what, over Skype?
Yeah, I was like, bossy. And right after that, they're like, we haven't actually met her in person.
Yeah.
Like, not afraid to boss him around.
She does like to do that.
Is that when she says, like, hey, can you reconnect your internet?
Yeah.
I think it's on your end, not mine, that's bossing him around. Jesus. So their storyline is, will Ariel lose hope and drop us or not?
Because of poor internet connection.
I'm going to go for she's going to drop you. And should he book two rooms or one? Okay. All right. The Merfelds. De Belza de Ball.
Danielle is never not smiling nowadays.
I think she's so cute. I thought last season she was pretty.
Oh, of course.
I just don't know why she's with him.
But she's just having, like, because she's having the greatest time in her life. And he is so, what's the new woman's
Garrick?
Name?
Leah.
He's so scared of Leah.
Oh, terrified.
Not just because she's black, but definitely that's a factor. But he's definitely scared to be with a black woman. But also just the fact that she, like, has, you know, a personality.
I was just going to say a job of her own, a life.
Yeah. Is like, no, I'm not doing that.
He's
terrified.
We pick up, he's still talking to Bert, and he's like, oh, baby, I miss you.
You special.
I'm like, you speak English.
Yeah.
You
she's
speak
English now.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And it didn't look like Bert was crying, by the way. I think Bert was laying it on thick.
Yeah,
Garrick is
Bert.
A fucking mess.
I sent this to you. I said, in his couch interviews, he is sinking further and further down to the couch. His hair is a big swoop. He's like
is
Martin
Short
character.
Yeah. We said this when we did
the... Not necessarily Ed Brimley, though. It's not that
It's that energy. It's the energy of it.
It's a Martin Short, like, nerd type.
Yep. The shoulders are kind of leaning in a little bit. Yeah. So he's a fucking mess, and he just, like, walks right into Leah like a little kid, like... like his head just
like,
went to her shoulder.
We'll get her. We'll get her back. And yeah. She walks away eating a peach.
Yeah.
She's just sucking on
a peach. Like, a little happiest baby on the block. She's, like, putting on White Noise, like, swishing him around, like, it's okay.
It's okay.
She's making some lunch to fill Garrick's little tum-tum. He's had a hard day. And then, I mean, this chemistry over the grill. Ooh, things are heating up between these two.
She's cutting some peppers. She's cutting some peppers. And, yeah. But he is being a lip... He does seem kind of into her. He's, like, touching her, the small of her back, which is, like, a sex thing. That's, like, a pretty sexy thing to do.
I think he was more just kind of, like, reaching up, like... Can you help me? Because I can't reach because I'm little and I'm short. And Leah thinks that there's chemistry. She can tell that Garrick is into me. I'm like, I don't think he is, but okay.
But what's Danielle doing during all of this grilling? Because we don't even see her.
She's probably just getting sloshed inside. God,
yeah,
I hope so.
Like, this is awesome. She's watching them.
And Leah likes that Garrick is not gropey. I'm like, okay. Because he's just not sexual at all.
Yeah.
And he really likes Bert. He doesn't like you. Danielle talks to Leah saying, like, there's no sex. And Leah's like, yeah, she's a gatekeeper. Well, yeah, because her husband kind of cheated on her before when she was in the next room. And then she was sleeping in the wet spot. And Garrick is outside, again, in L.A. heat in the summer in fucking leather boots. That looked about four sizes too
big.
With
his pants tucked in, but they're also baggy, so they're kind of hanging.
Because he's little.
He's a little, tiny little man.
What size shoe do you think he wears? A men's...
Seven. Women's seven.
Yeah, I was going to say a men's eight.
My dad's shoes fit me. Like, me and my dad wear the same size.
You're a women's nine, right?
No. Thanks.
What?
I'm like a... Well...
I'm a women's 10, so...
Oh, you are?
Yeah. I used to be a women's 9, and then after I had my kids, they grew.
My left foot is an 8, and my...
My left foot. Okay.
My left foot is an 8, and my ankle... My broken ankle is a 9.5.
Now. Oh. Oh, well, I guess thanks to me. Listen, I have a 10. Technically, it's like a 10 narrow because I have narrow feet. But my mom did point out to me.
I just wear flip-flops. So
my mom did point out to me two summers ago. I was just sitting at her house and she's like, ooh. And I was like, God, you know what? The only part of my body that I actually like don't mind that I like my toes aren't bad. Like I actually have like a pinky toe with like a little nail on it. It's not like an ugly pinky toe. And she's like, God, I didn't know that you had bunions. I'm like, well, I didn't either,
bunions?
But apparently I do, but I don't see them. But she says I have some bunions growing. I'm like,
you need to get that worked on.
That's what she
bunions
said.
Bunions aren't good, Jody.
Well,
that's
I don't see them, and they work just fine. Oh, God,
do
great.
Do your feet turn it? You have a bunion, like your toe turns inward?
No.
Well, then you don't have a bunion.
I'll show them to you later. Okay, anyway, Garrick and Danielle... They just think Leah is so funny. Like, she's just, like, bold, you know? She's just hilarious. So they sit down to dinner with a plate of Ritz.
Did you notice that? And I know you noticed. Yeah, a plate of Ritz. Just peppers.
With berries.
Peppers akimbo, but not really mixed into anything. Just like, here, you can have some peppers if you want.
Yep.
Seemed
a
like,
shitload
I like,
of chicken.
The chicken, but they didn't put the sauce on before, like, plating.
Yeah.
They just had the sauce on the table. So they added the cold barbecue sauce onto the chicken.
And what was she putting mustard on?
That's the next thing I was going to fucking say, Jody.
I'm not a mustard
fan.
What was
the mustard for?
I could do, like, a Dijon, fan. But, like, a yellow mustard, I'm not a yellow mustard
yellow
girl.
Yellow mustard I probably eat every day.
That's disgusting.
I could not find a single... fuck you. I could not find a single thing on that table that yellow mustard could...
Corn? No. Chicken?
Corn,
no.
Definitely
Ritz and berries?
Chicken.
No. Yeah, I think
peppers?
Danielle is... we're seeing
peppers
a side
onions?
Of...
No.
Oh, that's real fucked up. Danielle...
What's the mustard?
Danielle's showing a little streak of a monster here. Okay, so... Garrick just tears into a mountain of chicken that I have a feeling is, like, not cooked all the way through. Something, yeah. I just think he likes it rare on the inside. And he just starts laughing. He's like, yeah, Leah, you're not reserved, just like Danielle. Neither of you are reserved. Me and Bert are like,
yeah, me and
like
Bert are really in the same, we got the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it Simpatico. Just gets into this whole thing of Leah saying, I work 8 to 12 hours. I don't think I should have to do household chores because I work. And I have goals and dreams, and I want to provide for my son. And Garrick thinks that's a lot of time away from the family.
I have a successful construction company, so...
Yeah, he'd like to see more like 30 hours, and then she'd be around more for family. That's what he'd prefer. And she's like, that's not going to work.
What would you say if a man told you that?
I'd be like, so, I mean... Are you going to make up for the difference in income? Or, like, how is that going to work? Which is, okay, listen, we're talking around this. Leah's not in the running for sister.
Yeah, no, this isn't happening.
No.
Garrick's not into her.
Danielle is probably like, yeah, she's a nice girl. I do think Leah's a little weird. There's something off with her.
A little weird. But I do think that Danielle and Leah get along. And I think that they could be friends, join forces and create a real fun dream team.
I think Leah is just too strong of a personality for the family.
Right. She's educated.
Because
she has a job.
I was going to say, she actually says like what she wants and needs.
Yeah. And the other two are just like... I agree with that. I work 12-hour shifts, and when I get home, the last thing I'm doing is housework. Yeah. If I had kids, get out. Yeah. Beat it.
Well, speaking of kids, I got to get out of here and beat it, because I got to go pick up a kid from camp. Good times.
What camp?
And... it's science of flight, Amanda.
I did science camp, Amanda.
Oh.
My parents threw me in camp every summer. They wanted to get the fuck me out of there.
Well, listen, we got lots of stuff coming up this week. You can check the show notes for all the links to our Patreon. We're covering Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, Sister Wives. We have an episode of Extreme Sisters and a throwback 2003 show called Hot or Not. That we're going to do a little live watch along. So check that out and leave a 5-star review if you love the show. If you don't, you know, thanks for listening. But you don't need to like tell us any specifics, but 5 stars would be great. Anything else, Amanda?
No, Amanda. Happy late birthday to Jody. And
thank
you.
And I'll take a picture.
Yeah.
Blankie.
Yeah, and join our Facebook group. That's where all the fun's happening.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
Love
you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.